We've talked in the past about experiential and entrepreneurial efforts. A couple of these came up at the meeting, particularly the EDGE Center and then also the Center for International Business and Trade in Paducah. Can you describe these and their impacts in the region?
Well, the EDGE Center is, you know, we set a very ambitious goal that every student will have an opportunity for an experiential learning opportunity through their career at Murray State University. And a lot of great work is going on throughout the entire university. What the EDGE Center is basically corralling those resources and creating synergies within. There's a lot of different units, a lot of different efforts are going on. How do we centralize some of those to get the best bang for our buck and the synergies, and at the same time not lose the benefits of a quote-unquote decentralized model? To me, that's a fine balancing line, and that's why we are bringing some of the units together physically as well as organizational structure-wise, but also making sure that there's flexibility throughout the university beyond the enabling for the physical space. Is not a huge budget increase whatsoever. We're going to be using primarily existing staff and then also working more diligently on the communication between and among the various units throughout the university. With the Institute of Engineering moving across the street to fill out the science complex, Blackburn provides an opportunity for that space. A lot of people ask about that fund balance that you have. Why is that important? Well, this is one of them, because we would be able to use funds to do the construction for there. So again, that's not a huge budget impact, but it is a worthwhile capital investment. So that's one of the things that we're looking at. Then the Center for International Business and Trade is a neat dynamic brought to us through some faculty members, specifically Sandy Miles and others, within the Arthur Baron Fine College of Business. They're leveraging things that are going in the environment, the free trade zone, the world free trade zone of Paducah, the barge system and industry in Paducah, the port system in Paducah, our campus in Paducah, and then also our logistics and supply chain management program and various other international business management opportunities. So you're bringing these external factors that are going on that are unique and present us an ideal opportunity to create a niche and to create what I think will be a stellar program, and leveraging the work of our outstanding faculty members in those various areas and put them into a real world situation where we can be a hub, an answering source, a place for continuing education, for conferences, for symposiums, and then also to build up our programs in a robust manner, building up the student enrollments in those various programs. So again, it's really a win-win situation that I'm very pleased that the faculty within the Arthur Baron Fine College of Business sought out. Over the next 2 weeks, I'll be up in Paducah meeting with industry leaders who will financially support the efforts of this program. So again, it's a situation where we're not having to add a cost or our extra expenses from the university other than some time and effort and to move that forward. And the impact will be amazing. We've already received a lot of commendation and offers of collaboration from the World Trade Network in the Lexington area, various other associations that are eager to make sure that this happens because they can see the long-range benefit of it.
The presidential lecture is March 9th, and this year's topic is We Have a Dream, Are We Living It?, with a focus on diversity in higher education. There's three speakers, each connected to Murray State, Dr. Martez Hammonds, Dr. Jerry Sue Thornton, and Dr. Walter Bumpus. WKMS will be speaking with each of them ahead of the lecture. So my question for you is, why was this theme chosen for this year's lecture?
There's a lot of movement going on, a lot of interesting things that are happening across college campuses, specifically in the United States, a lot of things going on in our communities. And I thought it was important we can bring together three national leading experts on the whole notion of how do you make a diversity initiative not just a single measuring point, but a strategic agenda, a diversity agenda, a mindset for universities, and build that notion in that that's part of being an excellent university. That's part of being excellent citizens. It's part about being robust in our various discussions. We want our students, and we want to be able to again collaborate and communicate on the global stage. And by surrounding yourselves with individuals who come from the global stage that bring those different perspectives, and how do you do that in a mindset that enhances academic and university excellence? These three individuals have done that through their career. Martez, the youngest of them all, and a recent Murray State graduate, a phenomenal speaker, will bring in very personal perspectives that he has not only here at Murray State University, but through his initial career 9-10 years in higher education to show and to talk about the challenges our students and our community are facing. Dr. Bumpus from a national level to talk about what are occurring across as he sees it, through colleges and universities as well as communities at the national level and the challenges and the opportunities that exist and perlay how his Murray State experience also enabled him to operate on that global stage. And then Dr. Jerry Sue Thornton will round out the discussion about leadership and how it's important as civic leaders and industry leaders and obviously university leaders, but business leaders understand the role that they all play with surrounding themselves and be able to provide thoughts from different perspectives to be able to put ourselves in the mindset of others to understand our decisions and not just from our own sense of our own paradigm and our own histories and our own traditions, but how they reflect on others and how to make better decisions by being able to explore our own boundaries. So I think it's going to be a very provocative day. They will be on campus or throughout the day doing classes and seminars and everything else with faculty, staff, and some students. And then that evening, I think, will be very, very exciting. We've never done a panel discussion like this before with a presidential lecture. Three dynamic individuals with a plethora of wisdom and all have a Murray State story. So I think it's going to be a fun evening, very exciting. I think it's going to make us think. I think it's going to make us a little bit uncomfortable and as we explore our own dimensions and our own thoughts. And to me, that's not a bad thing. I think expanding out a little bit and being challenged, I think, is an important part, an important time, especially right now where we are in the country.
Murray State President Dr. Bob Davies, thank you for speaking with me. I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, Matt. And again, we have so many phenomenal things. We talked, about some of the budget pressures. We talked about some of the great programs that are going on. I think sometimes we get lost in that and that we just concentrate on the things that are the challenges out there. We have so many opportunities and doing so many different things so very, very well. I had the opportunity over the weekend as I finished my run. I was all sweaty and dripping with sweat and talked to one of our new faculty members from the College of Education and Human Services. And he was with his family showing off our wonderful university and talking about the great programs that we have and the family atmosphere that we had that was not at his previous university. Then I was able to turn around and talk to a longtime standing faculty member who's been here for 25 plus years and said, we've gone through all these challenges, but by every time we've gone through them, we've come out at the other end tighter and tighter and have a bond between our colleagues, and we can never, ever lose that. And I thought that was just exciting. Then I was talking with two of our groundskeeper over the weekend who were dealing with the steam tunnels and how, they feel empowered to work with students and the students that they know that they've been able to talk with and get an exuberance and a feeling of how their job matters so much because they're working to keep Murray State as clean and as comfortable as possible. Turned around and we had the TRIO students on campus, 500 plus, and talking to two of the BSTs and the buildings and how they were very proud to show off how clean they're able to make it and keep it clean as these 500 students came running through Blackburn and how they felt pride that their work was being noticed because these young women and men were noticing how clean the facilities are. And so to me, there's an essence of pride that we cannot lose. So when we deal with numbers and we deal with all the different shortages and we deal with performance funding, it comes back to we have amazing people from top to bottom at Murray State University who contribute to our success every single day. And to me, that's what Murray State's all about. And so with that, God bless and go Razors.